And we now turn to Beverly Olson, and Beverly is the executive director of Shepherd's Crossing, and I know all kinds of things to talk about, as we just talked with the vet a few moments ago, the veterinarian. It is almost Valentine's Day, so I know sharing with the shepherd we'll be getting into, because February is designated that month. But I guess remind people again a little bit about Shepherd's Crossing and some of the background, if you could, Beverly.
Absolutely. We've been in existence since April of 2001, so we're coming up to 16 years. And, of course, the history behind it was a group of Manhattan Ministerial Association members who realized that there were so many folks who were visiting many different churches to be able to get a little bit of help to pay for rent or utility bills. So the pastors decided that this was a good opportunity to pull together their resources and bring folks to one place so they didn't have to go through all that turmoil and stress to be able to help pay a bill. So since then, we have 39 churches on board with us right here in our Riley County area. And we are just pleased as can be to be able to have them participate with our program and to help their folks also, and of course our community folks. And what we actually do is assist with rent, utility bills, or prescriptions. And within that process, our goal and emphasis is to actually help them with budget financial planning. So that's a bit of a crisis for most folks because they have very little to work with. There's usually no excess. And so with what they have, we try to find resources to make that go as far as it can for them.
One, I know, too, you had your annual meeting recently, and that sounded like a very special occasion. I think our own Dave Lewis had a little bit to do with that whole thing, but go ahead and share with us if you would.
Well, when you call folks a master of ceremonies, he's got it. He's got that title, master of ceremonies. So we appreciate his expertise and his, his quality to just move the process along. We had a great emphasis on our volunteers and the work of our community to help the program continue. And what the board was really pleased to be able to do, they wanted to celebrate C. Clyde Jones's service with us. So there has been 16 years that he started as a counselor and then as fundraiser and grant writer. Well, we just can't say all the different things he's been a part of Shepherd's Crossing. But with that, they decided to do a salute for his years of service, and they actually brought in the Crazy Cats, some of the Crazy Cats, and the K-State Marching Band. And, of course, that was a big surprise to see Clyde, and it was fun to, if you can visualize him up there dancing with the with the cheerleaders and just having a great time. So it put a smile on all of our faces.
Well, I imagine so, and what a special evening that had to have been. And as I mentioned, sharing with the Shepherd, I know February, very special month for that.
Sharing with the Shepherd was initiated to help a few businesses donate a portion of their proceeds to Shepherd's Crossing during that month or right around February 14th. And, of course, why limit it to one day? We would rather it be a longer period of time. So we've actually gotten together some businesses who help support Shepherd's Crossing through the whole month of February. And, of course, Manhattan Broadcasting is one of those key businesses. With that, sharing with the Shepherds, because we've continued it on through the larger month and then through the year, we've been able to bring more fundraising funds into Shepherd's Crossing, and that's just multiplied.
Exactly. And I know I've been working on this with you for a number of years. It actually through a couple, three different co-hosts, and mm-hmm. now Dave, of course, and I think even in the early days I was with Dave also, but you know, we really, there through the years, it's been just continuing. And I started, I think, the end of 2001, so I was just a little bit after your inception.
Wow.
But I'm moving along, and I know it's kind of, it's evolved through the years. You've had to learn some flexibility in the way that you deal with different things, and I know that it's kind of evolved, sharing with the Shepherd has, through those years.
Yes, well, and I'm happy to say, I guess I should be happy in one way, but in the year of 2016, just this past year, we actually passed out over $280,000 just paying for rent and utility bills. So talk about evolving, that's a great growth, but that also shows a great need here in our community. That actually helped over 1,400 families who were desperate to find a way to keep it, stay in their home or keep their power on or their water on in their home. So that has taken the growth of individuals, churches, businesses, and of course we can't talk too much about, excuse me, about businesses unless we speak of the C. Clyde Fun Run.
Mm-hmm. And that's true, and I know that that was a huge event, too, benefiting, of course, the Shepherd's Crossing and honoring, and of course, C. Clyde, the first dean there also of the College of Business Administration. Very special, and I know already kind of making plans for the next one, and that's, you know.
Yeah, that's coming up in October. What a wonderful time of the year to have a fantastic event like that.
Had a little throat issue there, and it's a horrible feeling. I know it's happened to me a time or two, so I can kind of fill in the blanks as we go along, too, if you need me to. Maybe if someone could get her a little bit of water, Dave, you might kind of give the word out there, if that would be possible. And I know that there's all kinds of different ways. And I know Hibachi Hut recently reopened and collected donations, too, which is pretty exciting for Shepherd's Crossing. And
yeah, that was. They surprised us with that call saying they were going to have some special invites for their soft opening and wanted to support a program in the community. So we were tickled to see those special gifts come in. C. Clyde Jones has been a big part of this community in so many ways, and because of his history here, we've partnered with the College of Business, which is where he was dean for many years, and with that partnership, this C. Clyde Run has come about, and now of course we're calling it a Fun Run Walk, so we're honoring his wife with a walk, and it's a 5K, and it's coming up on October 28th. So anyone who's a runner or even not a runner or just a walker, it would be really cool to have them get ready here in the month of February and be ready for the month of October to do that run.
And I know up until 2012, you know, actually the sharing with the Shepherd was one of your primary ways, but of course the run and the different recognitions that way. But there's all sorts of different ways now that sharing with the Shepherd is funded. If you don't mind, I mean, the Shepherd's Crossing is funded, if you want to elaborate just a little bit.
Absolutely. Because it's a community-only event and program, it's so much easier to have the community behind us. And so it's not just businesses and individuals, it's actually our city officials. The City of Manhattan has funded us for many years now. And for not having something like that, our assistance to our folks would just be so minimal. The Memorial Hospital the last 2 years has been giving us a great grant, very large donation, and we're able to help folks more who have a disability or the parents who have children in their home with that money. So that has been a big help. Of course, the Manhattan Community Foundation, what a tremendous asset they are in our community too. So we get a grant for prescriptions from them. And of course, United Way, a big part of our community also. And so our grants from all of those is really what helps this program work, of course, along with many individuals and businesses in our community.
I know you had a short story you wanted to share with us, too, if you want to go ahead and do that. And I know there was a chance that C. Clyde was going to try to call in. He's not yet, but I would love to hear from him. But if you want to share that story with us, mm-hmm. This now might be a good time, Bev.
And I won't give her a real name, but I'll say her name was Mary. She's about a 65-year-old lady. She's actually had a small disability over her years of life and growing up. But now as she's gotten a little bit older, it's funny to say 65 is a little older, but anyway, the need for some additional prescriptions has caught her quite short. She was able to manage, even on her disability, she was working part-time, and I would say it was less than $1,000 a month is what she received. She was able to receive food stamps too. Well, this new additional illness had brought about a prescription that was costing her over $300. Well, when you've got a budget of under $1,000, an additional $300 just doesn't work within that process. So when she came in, she didn't know anything about Shepherd's Crossing and found that we were able to help pay for that prescription. It was the weight off of her shoulders, and she turned around as she was walking out the door and just raised her arms like she was giving us all a great big hug to say thank you. So that kind of hurts my heart when when there's folks like that who really can't manage it too well, but have done everything they can in their power to make it happen.
And it's not a huge amount per person. I mean, it really mm-hmm. does add up, though. And just that little bit mm-hmm. just helps them get over that hurdle, that hump, I guess yep. you could say.
And, of course, we recommend that they talk to their doctor, talk to the pharmacist, talk to the manufacturer to see if they can get it a little bit less expensively from there on. So we haven't seen her back for a few months, so we expect that she's probably able to manage it then.
Well, Beverly, it's been a pleasure. Anything else we're wanting to emphasize or highlight before we wrap things up today?
Just wanted to remind folks that to the public, we're open on Tuesdays and Thursdays, although we're there to answer the phone many other days of the week, and we're at 621 Humboldt, and they can visit our website and donate through that process. Or they can just come in and say hi, because we love to give hugs. They're free all the time.
Well, and give C. Clyde our best. And again, Beverly Olson with us today, Executive Director of Shepherd's Crossing. Appreciate her stopping by today. When we come back, Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, several folks to represent that group, incoming President Janet Nichols, Mike Kearns, Chuck Tannehill. Looking forward to visiting with them. They have a big year coming up. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.